All right. We are excited that football season is upon us, and I think we really need to stop for a moment and appreciate what we have tonight, because there are schools and there are teams in the state of Kansas and across the country that are not getting to play tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And some will not play at all this fall. So for all of you out there listening, whether you are a parent, whether you are just simply a fan, whether you're a coach, whether you're an administrator, an educator, a student athlete, uncle, aunt, grandma, grandpa, mom, dad, whatever it might be, if you're listening right now, take a moment and appreciate, really soak in and appreciate tonight. It will be different. Some people will have to be wearing masks. There'll be temperature checks at many gates. You'll have to wear a mask if you can't practice social distancing. You have to sit in certain spots in the bleachers, whatever the case may be. It will be different, but it will be better than the alternative of not having any sports and not having football tonight. So don't take it for granted. Enjoy tonight. If you are a parent out there and you are like, I'll watch my kid next week. Or if you're a relative and I got something going on, I'll watch them next week. I would highly encourage you to rethink that through. Now, I know some people will not go because they don't want to catch anything. It'll be like a gathering, and I get that. So that certainly is an exception. But if you're in good health and you feel at least comfortable enough to go to a game and you're saying, I'm going to wait till next week, I'm telling you don't. Because this might be the only game that we get. And this might be the first of 12. We don't know.
Yes.
We don't know. We can't predict the future. And if we could, well, we wouldn't be here. That's for sure. I'd be sipping on a Mai Tai on the beach somewhere. I'd be doing the Corona commercials. I'd be replacing Snoop Dogg on those commercials. But I really want people, and I'm really talking to myself a little bit right now out loud. Sounds weird. Yeah, I know I have issues. But we really need to enjoy this. You know, as radio people calling games and covering sports, I think, you know, it's just like anything else that you do for a living. You just kind of go through, you don't go through the motions, but you, well, maybe you do, but you have a routine. And you know you have your job, and you're going to do this, you're going to do that, and hey, it's the high school football season. This year is different. This year's different. Dusty and I, this offseason was different. Yeah. We didn't even put together a broadcast schedule until, 3 weeks ago? Because we're like, what's the point until we feel better about things? And luckily, there were times where Dusty and I were like, this isn't going to happen. We're not going to have high school football week one. And then all of a sudden, we got a little more optimistic. And now we do. But that week one does not guarantee week two. And so really grab on and grasp what tonight is about for high school football. And hopefully you have, whether it be volleyball, cross country, tennis, whatever sport it may be already, and any extracurricular activity for that matter too. Also grasp and understand and appreciate the first day of school this year and appreciate every day of school, because I don't know if we're going to be able to get through the whole school year without at some point having a stoppage or a halt at some school in our area. Don't know. I'm hoping that doesn't happen, but we just don't know. So the bottom line is, appreciate it. Don't take it for granted. We hear that all the time in life, right? Somebody passes away. Hey, you know, life's short. Don't take it for granted. We all say that. But this is a little bit different. Don't take this for granted. Don't blow off tonight and say, well, I'll go to next week's game. Because if you're comfortable to go to next week's game, then you really probably should make time to go to tonight's game. Now, if you are worried about going to games, then I highly encourage you to hopefully listen to the radio if the game's on the radio somewhere. Mm-hmm. Live video stream like we've got tonight for the Beloit football game. You can watch ncksports.com if you are not comfortable going to the game. And there are many places that are now doing like YouTube channels, and they're doing Facebook Lives. Might be not the greatest quality, but at least it's something for you to watch or try to follow. So I'm encouraging you to really stop and appreciate what we have tonight, because there are kids in Silver Lake, Blue Valley Randolph, many in Kansas City, some in many in Topeka now. They're delayed another couple weeks for football. Mm-hmm. Of course, Wichita got the green light, but I don't know if there's some teams that may not be playing down that area.
Yeah, they can't play tonight anyway.
Okay, so they're not playing
they
tonight.
Won't start until week two because
I just gave you I just gave you a lot of coaches, a lot of schools, a lot of programs, a lot of student athletes that will not get tonight. So for all the teams in our area we cover on a regular basis, Beloit, Osborne, Smith Center, Thunder Ridge, St. John's Tipton, Lakeside, Rock Hills, Sylvan Lucas, Concordia, and many others that are all playing tonight, grasp it, enjoy it, take it all in. And whether you win or lose tonight, at the end of the night, if you're dwelling on that you lost, no, you didn't. Everyone won. Everyone won tonight, win or lose, if we can at least have one night like this. The weather's supposed to be very nice in North Central Kansas, so enjoy.
Absolutely. I'm excited. I kind of like last night when I was going to bed, I'm like, man, tomorrow it's here. Like, we're actually going to have a football game. Mm-hmm. And I was excited. Like, I'm always excited to start the season, don't get me wrong. But the week leading up to it is usually a busier one for me just because I'm prepping, getting mm-hmm. ready, trying to understand what and who all the teams are and trying to get all that information. Then once you get past that, it's pretty smooth sailing because the teams start playing and you know who they are and everything like that. But, man, I was excited last night understanding that today is actually right now going to happen and we have a football game to call and kids have football games to play tonight, which is the most important thing. And for me, as long as I've been doing this, it gets even more and more about wanting those kids to have those opportunities and you know, trying to tell their story and not so much, you know, me worrying about what's going to happen here or there, mm-hmm. but understanding that those kids get this opportunity to be able to be a part of a team, to be able to be a part of something special and something even more special this year because not everybody can do it here on night one. So looking forward to that, and I'm excited.
I am as well, and hope that everything goes swimmingly because there is a chance somehow, some way, something could develop today. And
yes.
You're planning to play tonight. Until we get to 10 o'clock tonight, I won't be relieved the game's going to happen. And that's when the game will conclude.
Yeah, yeah.
Or maybe 7 o'clock tonight.
I'll when you kick good. Them off, yeah you'll
you should be all right.
You'll be like, yeah, okay.
Should be. Although there have been situations we've seen in athletics where they find out somebody had a positive test, they've actually put them off the field. So that's no guarantee either that you kick off. I mean, odds are here probably so, but what a wild time we live in, huh?
Definitely.
Crazy.